Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard This Music podcast, a show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Hello and welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, Season 5, Episode 3, Side B. This is a retake, a redo. We've already done this episode once, but due to technical difficulties with the sound, I am redoing it again. So yes, it's the B-side. I'm bringing some music, some of my favourite musics of the week. The artists will tell you a bit about them. And that's pretty much it. That's what the B-side is. It's quite plain and simple. We will be changing up the B-side in the next few weeks or so, just to make it a little bit more interesting, a little bit more fun. Like the A-side, is much more fun. It's much more entertaining. It's a magazine show with different sections. It's still about the music, but it's a bit more fun, and we're going to try and inject a little bit of that into the B-side. So, yeah, that's what we are. That's what we're doing. If you want to go and find out more about what we do at You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications, because that's what this podcast is a part of, you can go over there. We've got vlogs, we've got blogs, we've got more podcasts, and we've got loads of stuff going on over there. Go check it out. If you want to submit your music and you want to become a part of one of our platforms, you can go over to If you want to submit your music, you're going to submit it to the email, which will be info@yhhtmpc.com. Please support us. We really appreciate all support. Go over to buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. Every little bit counts. So yeah, that's us, that's what we do, and I'm gonna get on with the show. We're gonna kick the episode off with a band that I've brought called Timid Deer and their new track Run.
Hi, this is Naomi and Tim from Timid Deer.
Timid Deer are a 5-piece original band from Salisbury. So we have Naomi, who's our vocalist. I play piano in Timid Deer. We have a double bass player called Tom. Matt's our guitarist, and we have a drummer called Chris.
So if you had to describe our sound to people and who we're influenced by, what would you say?
I'd say Timid Deer is a fairly melancholy sounding indie band, lots of minor chords and double bass. I'd say we're influenced by acts such as Kate Bush and the kind of post-rock atmospherics of bands like Sigur Rós, yeah, and bands like Portishead, and lots of kind of indie bands in between, really.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're going to have our latest single Run played soon. So if you were to describe Run, what it sounds like, what it's about, what would you say, Naomi?
Well, it's a song that's got a lot of atmosphere. It's a big song. It's about escaping something that you're unhappy with, a situation that, you know, you're running from. It also features elements of fairy tale and folklore, living in Wiltshire, where we're from. There's a rich heritage of that. And so I was inspired by that and took elements from it when I was writing one. So yeah, that's what I would say it was about.
Thank you. So you can find Timid Deer's music on all the usual streaming sites. Some of our latest stuff is on Bandcamp, which includes Run, and we're hopefully putting out a new EP in the next few months. So thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy Run.
That was Timid Deer with Run. That was a fantastic piece of progressive music, I think. I like that an awful lot, hence why I've brought it. So, yeah, we're going to move swiftly on to our next artist. Who is our next artist? I think we're going to play Get the Fuck Out of Dodge next. Nice, sweet, straight to the point song, in and out. So yeah, we're going to play that. This is Get the Fuck Out of Dodge. The song is called Original Pioneers of Justice.
Hi, this is James from Get the Fuck Out of Dodge. We're a two-piece dirty bass and drums, garagey, hardcorey kind of affair from Sheffield. If you like songs short that smack you in the face and then run away, then you're in the right place. You're about to hear Original Pioneers of Justice from our new album, It's Not Our Fault That Your Boyfriend's Stupid, which is going to be released on the 24th of February. You can get your hands on a kick-ass 8-inch vinyl version released by Do It This End Records that comes in a screen-printed tote bag handmade by us. And if you like what you hear, hit us up on Facebook, Get the F Out of Dodge, Instagram, GTFO Dodge, and all the usual streaming platforms. Also, check out our t-shirt company, dodgedesignthis.co.uk, for some badass t-shirts. See you later.
Like I say, that was quick and straight to the point. Fantastic song there by Get the Fuck Out of Dodge. Really good band. Proper punk as fuck, that is. Until he said he makes his own tote bags, which kind of lost me a little bit. But yeah, you got it. Yeah, love this band. Reminds me a lot of the Beastie Boys when they did their punk stuff. Love it a lot. Check them out. We'll leave links to all the artists in the show notes. As you could tell, I should have stated this earlier, I don't have a guest with me. I don't have any other hosts. It's just myself today because, like I say, I've had to redo it and I wanted to do it quickly and just get the fuck out of the way. So, yes, we're going to move on to my next artist who originally was brought by Grim 17 because he did the episode with us, but because I'm doing it on my own, he's not here. His artist was JJ Lovegrove, and the song is Things Only the Dark Knows. I can't find shit on her, unfortunately. She's got a website, she's got all the social media in the world, she's got links coming out of her ears, but there's no fucking bio. The most I can find is JJ Lovegrove is a singer-songwriter and musician from the UK. Her newly released EP, Things Only the Dark Knows, is available to buy now via Bandcamp and Apple Music. There's a few reviews from magazines and shit, but no actual bio. So if you like JJ Lovegrove, you'll be able to find her through the links that we'll leave in the show notes.
I've got
So that was JJ Lovegrove with Things Only the Dark Knows. We'll leave links to her and her music and socials in the show notes. I'm going to do the BIS section now, which I forgot to do at the start. The BIS section is the Block, Ignore, Shout Out, Share section, where we pester all day, every day, a certain famous face or celebrity in the hope that they'll listen to this show and pick an artist that they like and give that artist a shout out or a share. Just, you know, another way to get artists listened to, because these people have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of followers, and we're going to try and get them to use their powers for good. So yeah, I'm going to we did have one already selected. However, for the life of me, I can't remember who the fuck it was. It was some Irish geezer. But I'm going to, off the top of my head, I'm just going to choose Craig Charles. Used to be Red Dwarf. I think he does a shitload of radio stuff now. So I'm just going to choose Craig Charles off the top of my head. So Craig Charles, if you do happen to listen to this, please select an artist, an independent artist from the show that you like, and just give them a shout out or a share or something like that. You know, just support indie artists. So yeah, moving on to my next artist. I'm going to choose for my next artist Froust and the song Unmake Me.
Hey, so my name is Chris Faust. I am the guitar player and lead singer for the Nashville rock band Faust. Faust is my last name. That's where we got the name for the band. And it feels like a pretty appropriate name for a rock and roll band. It roughly translates to the word fist in German. And, you know, rock and roll is all about fight and rebellion. So we thought it worked out really well. And also, I've got an amateur boxing background, something you do where I'm from. And it just worked out too well. So, like, let's just go with that. It's simple. It's impactful. It kind of captures that rock and roll rebellion attitude. So it just kind of fit, and we went with it. Our sound is definitely straight ahead rock and roll. That's kind of how I would define it. We're really influenced by Velvet Revolver, Guns N' Roses, the Rolling Stones, Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, anything that is just in your face rock music, hard rock music. But we're also influenced on the softer side, you know, by artists like Muse, like when they do their more down-tempo work, or, you know, even Nine Inch Nails at some level, you know, the down-tempo work that Nine Inch Nails does. And most recently, we've been really heavily influenced by this resurgence of rock music. And one of those people doing it so well that, you know, I'm a huge fan of is Youngblood. And I think the stuff that he is putting out there is awesome. I love his message. I love his image. I think that it's been a breath of fresh air. And, you know, Youngblood really influenced the song that you're going to hear, and the song is called Unmake Me. Now, Unmake Me is a riff that I've probably had in my head since probably the year 2000 and never really got around to finishing it. You know, it's like a songwriter trope where, you know, you get three quarters of the way through a song and then you're on to the next one. So, but I was listening to Youngblood a lot, and I just got inspired by some of the latest material on his latest record and took that inspiration and finished the song. And it's a song about how love can literally tear you apart and unmake you, and how you let it unmake you. It's up to you, but it can be for the better. You know, kind of the whole concept where it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, right? It can turn you, that loss can turn you into a better person. So you can find Unmake Me and our latest EP, It's a Vibe, along with our previous singles and debut EP on just about any streaming platform, Spotify, Apple, Bandcamp, Deezer, it's all there. You can visit our website at faustband.com. We are really big on Twitter and Instagram, so if you dig the song, please reach out, and we'd be glad to chat with you. We always love talking it up with people who dig our music.
Yeah.
So that was Froust with Unmake Me. Fucking love that. That is a fantastic piece of music. Usually takes me a couple of listens to get into a song for the first time. This one grabbed me straight away. There's something very fucking nostalgic about this. It took me straight back to the late 90s. But in the same instance, it felt fresh. It's a fantastic piece of music. Love this a lot. This one will go on my playlist. So yeah, please check out these guys. Froust sounds German. I think it is German. I think he did say it was German, didn't he? But yeah, Froust, go check them out. Leave links in the show notes. I'm going to move on to our next artist. Our next artist was brought by Mike O'Sullivan because he joined me also for this episode, which I've had to redo. But he brought Tove. What do I know about Tove? Well, what don't I know about her? I don't know shit. She's a psychedelic folk artist from Sweden. New single, Slow Dance Until the Morning Light, coming soon. Well, that's out now because we're going to play that. Doesn't really say anything about it, but these people don't like to do bios. Yeah, I can't find anything on Tove. Artists, you need to start doing bios, otherwise we can't tell people about you. But I'll leave links to her work and everything about her, so yeah, you can go check her out. So this is Tove with Slow Dance Until the Morning Light.
Until the morning light. Try my best to stay awake, but I kind of slipped away. Right on the finish I'm
So that was Tove. I was with Slow Dance Until the Morning Light. Go check her out in all the links that we'll leave in the show notes, because I can't find anything, really. I'm sure there's a bio out there somewhere, but I just couldn't find it. So, yeah, that's pretty much the episode done. I'm going to do one more song, play one more song by a band called... What, is it a band? Or is it just one? I think it's a band called Pharmacose. So yeah, I'm going to play that out. As I said, this has just been a quick and simple one because I've had to redo it and I don't really have time because I need to live stream this at some point and all that good stuff. Please check us out, www.yhhtmpc.com. I'm going to revamp, like I said, this B-side in the coming weeks to make it a little bit more interesting, a little bit more fun. Please send in your music and keep sending your music. We get lots and lots and I love listening to them. And yeah, I think I'm done. I think that is me done here. So yeah, until next time, I've been Richie. Thanks for listening, if indeed you still are.
Hi, I'm Wes from Pharmacose. I'm the singer guitarist of Pharmacose. We actually got our name from the combination of the word pharmaceutical and comatose. If you've listened to our music at all, you know that I had some mental health struggles over the years. I'm bipolar. And actually this album that is coming out, Prescription Fiction, is kind of a snapshot of my mental health over the past 10 years or so. And kind of putting those two words together, I thought was fitting because at the tail end of all this, I was on some medicine. It was working, but it was kind of making me feel blah. And it hadn't really been fine-tuned yet. So I kind of put the words pharmaceutical with comatose together and I got the word pharmacose. So it kind of stuck. So as I said, I'm bipolar and, you know, that's kind of the impetus of this album. And, you know, I started writing this album probably 7 or 8 years ago, just, you know, with another group and then kind of by myself after, that other group was in Chicago, but I moved down here. I'd kind of put music on the back burner for a little bit cause I was working. And in any event, like a couple of years later, maybe a year and a half, I just had a very bad manic episode. It really kind of made me have to kind of reboot myself. And so that got me to wanting to record some of these old songs and perhaps write some new ones, which is something that I did. I met our producer, Lou Rubino, and Rubino. I'm sorry, I always get that name wrong. And Lou and I started working together. We just met through a friend, and he's been producing for like 20 years or so. So, you know, we just started recording these songs. We originally released some of them under a different name, but I just decided that I thought I could do a little bit better. And so we pulled those, we reworked them, and the end result is Prescription Fiction, which I guess we've kind of been writing over the course of a couple of years. Well, it's been recorded for a couple of years now, but I guess as far as the sound goes, I really like rock and I really like synths. I think you'll hear some synths in this. I think a good majority of it is rock. I mean, I love you know, bands like Alice in Chains, Queens of the Stone Age. Kind of grew up listening to all that. And you know, more recently, you know, kind of in the 2000s, Mars Volta, At the Drive-In, you know, and there's always others, but big one, I just grew up loving Nine Inch Nails and I've always really liked Trent Reznor's ability to kind of marry a bit of a rock sound with, you know, a very heavy synth sound. I've just always thought it was badass. And so that is kind of, where that synth love comes from. So the two songs that we're kind of pushing right now, one we released last month, it's called Smash. Smash, of all the songs on there, it's the music for it is the oldest. I wrote it back in college, at least the song itself. I hadn't really written the lyrics until, I guess midway through the production of Prescription Fiction. I always wanted to record it, just never gotten around to it. And so, we were just recording it and, you know, I played some guitar parts. Lou was playing some bass parts and some other guitar parts, some overdubs and, you know, he was doing some editing and I, you know, it was kind of a struggle for me at the time to come up with something to write about. Like when I start writing, it just kind of all comes out. But sometimes for me, the hard part is just, you know, what to talk about. And I felt like at this point we'd talked a lot about mental health and, you know, I'm probably always going to talk about that to a degree, but this one, I just kind of wanted to branch off a little bit and talk about some more esoteric stuff that interests me, like UFOs and the Mothman and what I like to call the fun conspiracy theories. That's always kind of interested me. And so I just wanted to kind of explore that a little bit. And it's funny because as I was, I just kind of noticed that, you know, there was kind of a sense of loneliness, that I kind of felt when, because, you know, reading about the stuff that kind of nobody else cares about, or they think you're crazy for reading about. And I'm not saying I think any of it's true. I think that's kind of left to, you know, the eye of the beholder, so to speak. But I just kind of felt this sense of loneliness because, like, you know, you have to, like, almost go on forums to talk about this stuff. You can't just go to a coworker and start talking about the Mothman, you know, and ancient aliens and that type of thing. So I kind of wonder just like how many people just kind of have to live with that every day. So that was almost like the actual smash of it, was that realization that, you know, there's just not a ton of people out there that care about this stuff. I think that all the UFO stuff that came out back in, you know, last year, the summer, I think that was some vindication to a degree, but still, I think, you know, I think a lot of people are just really hesitant to believe that there's something else going on that they might not know about. And I don't know if that's just like a fear people have, but, you know, it's certainly daunting, but it's kind of one I just wanted to explore. And so I've talked a little bit about prescription fiction. And so there's another song that we're going to be the single that's we're going to start pushing as Prescription Fiction comes out next week on the 18th. It's called Pretty Porcelain. It was written, it was the last of these songs that was written, and I actually wrote it right before the pandemic started, and we were kind of in a holding pattern just because, you know, I was trying to get some shows booked, and we hadn't released this. We were releasing some other songs, and we were kind of starting to get some momentum built for releasing the second half of the album, which now we're just going to go ahead and release the whole thing with this bonus song on there. It was never supposed to be part of it, but you know, we had some delays, and so I had wanted just to start writing again. And I'd always loved production. I love being in the studio, and I kind of wanted to start doing more of that on my own. And so this was kind of the infancy of that. And what I came up with was Pretty Porcelain. And I actually brought it to Lou after, and then we kind of re-recorded just about everything. But the parts are all still the same. So as far as its theme, I was kind of thinking about just, you know, it's so daunting to kind of get into the production side of things and mixing and all that. And I just felt stupid. And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, what the heck am I doing? Why am I doing this? And, you know, you have a lot of self-doubt creep in. And so, you know, I almost felt like a piece of porcelain, or just, you know, music in general to me, because I kind of felt like it was not really going to go anywhere. And, you know, so it's just kind of there to look at, and it's kind of just something to talk about, but it doesn't really do anything. And that's kind of where I felt like, you know, my music was going. But, you know, thankfully, you know, I was kind of able to push through that, and the result is this song and the album. So as far as they're going to, like I said, come out next week on 218. Available at all your normal streaming outlets. We really appreciate it if you give us a listen. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram or on Twitter. Thank you very much, and we hope you'll give us a listen.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right, and when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 855-432-4905. Reputation Defender is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take charge of your reputation. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 855-432-4905 for free advice on your situation. That's 855-432-4905.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.